Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever done Kratom?
He does the real shit.
I'm not answering any more questions until I get a goddamn lawyer in here. I thought this was a casual dinner.
Have a nice glass of wine.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Okay,
this
okay.
This guy's making frozen vegetables.
So who do you hate in comedy, huh?
That's what the fuck drugs we do.
Let me start this properly.
Sure.
Today's episode of Something's Burning is with my two good friends, H. Foley and Kevin Ryan, from Are You Garbage? But we will not allow them to be garbage on our podcast.
Oh, God.
Gentlemen, I would like to present you each with an established title.
Whoa!
I've made you both lords.
Let's go.
Do you guys know about established titles?
No.
Are you being serious?
We do, yeah. They're gonna sponsor us next month.
Are they really?
Yeah,
you're gonna fucking love them.
Yeah,
this is the best last minute gift.
We're now landowners.
This is, you get like a square of land
something, yeah.
In Scotland. Mm-hmm. And you know what's really cool that I just found out? They plant trees there. They
really?
Plant, yeah, they, like no one can build there. They plant a tree and then
wait,
you get a land in Scotland?
Yeah. This is the deed to our
really?
Land.
You yeah. now own
You're
land
the first landowner in the Holy
Spot. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What's the prima nocte situation, huh?
It's great. It's awesome. If you want to support the show.
Do I have to pay the taxes on this?
No, you do not.
Property? What's the school district like? Can I raise a kid there?
What, do you got a casino in the
world? All I know is there's a great pub around the corner. And so today, I am making you. What am I making?
I'm so nervous.
No.
I'm nervous about this. I feel like there's a laundromat in my name in Scotland that's going to burn down in a couple of weeks.
You are getting. I'm trying to light this. Did it turn on?
Yeah, there we go.
I am making Easy Shepherd
Pie. That was like an old car turn.
Easy Shepherd Pie.
Easy Shepherd Pie.
I love
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm in on that.
Super fucking easy because I'm making it. I'm putting the potatoes in first. You give them a little bit of salt. And we're going to saute up some vegetables.
Love it.
Put it in a pan. Cover it with the, you put all the meat and the veggies and the onions and the garlic in the thing. And then you cover it with mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Big bowl, big scoop. Great. Great cold Sunday morning
We're
breakfast.
Big shepherd's pie
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
I had it like 2 weeks ago. There's a.
Did you really?
I probably my neighborhood does it fucking fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that? What's that Parmesan cheese?
Some garlic salt.
Puts garlic salt.
Like to put a couple
water.
Of bumps. Oh,
you got to put salt in your water, but I like garlic salt. I love garlic.
I've never seen that.
For real?
Garlic salt instead of regular salt?
No, go garlic salt.
No, nobody does the same thing.
Nobody does that.
It does the same thing.
No, dude. I mean, that's crazy.
Little you're baking nuts, soda. Dude. It's all right.
Little baking
get
soda.
Get out of here.
This is crazy.
Give me a sock.
Secret
it looks
ingredient.
Like fish food.
Yeah. Secret a fucking beta common. Fish?
It's very common to put.
No, it's not, man.
This is my nightmare.
Yeah, no kidding. Secret ingredients, toothpaste. Come on.
You ever put a toothpaste on a cigarette and smoke it?
What?
It's called a jailhouse joint. You never did it?
No, to fuck you up.
It fucks you up.
I'm pretty sure.
We smoked banana peels. We smoked everything in high school. You ever hit Glade and go...
You mean just inhalants at this point?
Inhale, yeah.
Like tape. We did dust off when we were kids. Do not do it.
Hey, something's burning. Like literally. What's that smell? Does anyone smell that?
I know. It sounds like it's. It doesn't smell.
It smells like fish. Something is burning though.
Oh, I smell something burning.
Fucking appropriate.
Oh, it's the handle. It's the handle.
It's the handle. Oh, it's a cheap fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, it is the handle.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's
cheap.
Melted plastic.
Yeah, it's like rubber.
Well, let's put it in a bigger pot.
Why don't you use those metal pots up there? Up there.
Whoa. Yeah, that's bad.
Whoa. If you inhale that, though, get you fucked up.
Yeah, the middle one's on.
Okay, hold on. Something's burning.
What's going on here?
There we go. I bet that's hot.
That'll get you.
I bet that's really hot.
Burt made his burnt stereo cables.
I love that you guys started going, something's burning. I was like, yeah, I know. I named it myself, guys.
Can I give you a tip? go back, go over it, and come back that way.
Better the camera tip.
It's away from you.
Yep. I took one cooking class my wife made me take.
That's great. That's much better.
Yeah.
And that still fits.
There we go.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now we're cooking.
You break out the fucking TJ Maxx pots for us. We got the nice ones here. Jesus.
That thing, who?
It smells like someone's smoking crack in the bathroom.
It does. Some water on it.
Hey, let's skip dinner, you know what I mean?
All right. So, like I said, easy peasy, guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just going to saute some vegetables up.
I love how literally someone from the back, someone from the crew was like, no, I didn't smell that at all. Something's burning, literally.
Did you smell it? I didn't smell it at all.
I didn't smell it either.
Only when she said it did I get a whiff of it.
She was like, wait, I think actually something's burning. And yeah. I was like, no.
All I could smell was the Lowry's.
Yeah, it's garlic salt. These are great knives, Kamikoto knives. I'm gonna just a sponsored whore.
I love
that's
it.
It's like the second I found out I could get sponsors.
Shout out to Big Onion.
Shout out to White Onions, everybody.
I'm stunned. How could you cut those onions, by the way?
Really? You can kind of cook.
Oh, no, I really can cook.
But you're also an idiot, so I don't know what to do. I don't know who's going to come out.
I am a fucking half-wit, like a legit half-wit.
You put the Swiffer in the oven.
I'm like Uncle Buck. Mommy's cooking in our garbage. That was a close call. Did anyone see me just to miss my fingers?
All right. I feel like
you cuffed the fingers back.
Yeah, no. Onions are.
You also don't need that part of the onion.
Sure we do. I'm going to cook these, saute these up in a bigger pan than I have. I think I got a big pan in here.
Plastic bowl?
Sweet.
Nope.
Yeah, it's a nice setup.
That's not the right one. I might need to kill this beer.
Okay.
I'm milking it.
Okay,
I'm ready
let's
for
kill
like
it. Let's kill it. Let's kill it. Yeah, bring the beers in, Pete.
Thank you very much. This is very sweet. Lord H. Foley.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's a great gift.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
By your friend.
That'll be the first thing in my will.
It's the first piece of property. Yeah.
It'll be the first thing you give away.
That's
right. I'm going to give away my land in Scotland. I got land in Scotland! We're gonna, I've always been impressed by chefs who just don't give a fuck about OCD.
It's the opposite of me. I have to tell you, I have a crippling fear of germs. Literally.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like proper germaphobe.
For real?
This is like emergent therapy for me when somebody's afraid of flying and they throw them out of a plane.
I've done that. I fear of flying and I jumped out of a plane. This is immersion therapy for you.
I know.
Because I'm not a clean cooker.
I've picked up on that. Where's my camera?
All right, we got onions.
Uh-huh.
Onions.
And a little paper towel.
And then
half a finger.
We're gonna saute these down. This pot, I think it's the pot that burns. The burn stuff. I can get so hot. Well, that's warm.
Yeah, you have it too high, for sure.
You think I've got it too high?
It's
100%.
High.
Yeah.
It's a little hot. That thing was cooking.
Yeah.
Right, I lowered it.
He's nice with the flip, though.
He is.
Yeah, I look like I know what I'm doing in the kitchen.
You just have that confidence of like, yeah, this is what you do. This is how you do it.
I live my life like that.
Yeah, no, of course.
I think when I started stand-up, people were like, God, he seems like he knows what he's doing. His shirt's off. Can I get a soda water?
Yeah.
It goes onions, and we're going to put in veggies. I'm just going frozen veggies because it's easy to make.
Easy peasy.
And then we're going to do the meat, mm-hmm. and then we do a little bit of broth. Some garlic salt again, some Worcestershire sauce, and then boom. We're
what kind of meat are you using?
Mutton. No, I don't know. That would be authentic, right?
Yeah, it would be lamb or something.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. I think we're just using ground beef.
We had a question on the show the other day. Did you call it ground beef or did you call it hamburger meat growing up?
But I still say, hey, go get some hamburger
meat.
Hamburger meat. Which is real trashy.
We called it hamburger meat growing up.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a difference in the different types of, 80-20.
I'm still not sure about that.
Yeah, or 80-20 is burgers. 90-10 is I think everyone just used 80-20.
I think 80-20 is like the default.
80-20 is like the industry standard, but we didn't know until I think I was in my late 20s that there was supposed to be other kinds of meats in meatballs. My mom was just making little hamburgers.
No, yeah, well, that's the main thing. It's got to be veal,
pork and beef.
Oh, this is a great question that I would like to ask you guys. I haven't asked a question, but I've already established it's a great question.
Okay.
Who taught you?
Is it about land ownership? Because we're your guy.
No,
I'm a real estate connoisseur as of 9 minutes ago.
Can we sell this back to you?
Yeah, can I flip this?
Yeah.
Put a coat of paint on it or something?
I bet I can sell it online pretty high. Who taught you how to eat in a diner?
My dad.
Yeah.
Do you remember him? My dad, my uncle. This is how it's done.
100%, man. I remember my dad being so big on two things. He was in the Navy, so he was big on, like, cafeteria dining and big on sitting at the counter at, like, a luncheonette or a diner. Yeah,
really?
That was where you sat. You sat there, did your eggs, had your coffee. And my uncle was huge on diners, too. And when we would stay down the beach with him, he would always be up at, like, 6. And I would wake up, and he would take me to a diner. Just me and him in there crushing Winston's, putting them out in the eggs. Real nice. Yeah.
Fucking old school diners.
That's the way to do it.
Dude, my dad said to me, and because I said it to my wife, I said, I took Georgia. Where was I just with Georgia? And I said, I'm going to show you how to order at a diner. Here are the different. Oh, we had a diner right by our house, 4 and 20. And we used to go all the time. And I said, that's something cool I taught my daughter. Because my dad taught me how to eat it, how to order at a diner, how to eat at a diner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you want to get is, they're going to say 2 eggs. He taught me the whole over
the
easy.
The rundown, everything. Like
over easy, sunny side up.
Yeah. And Leanne goes, that's so interesting. She grew up in Georgia. She goes, I never had diners growing up. And I had to figure it out on my own. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, she moved to New York at like 23 years old and went to a diner and was like, what do you guys have? And they're like, wow, this is... It should already be moving forward.
We shouldn't even have to ask you what kind. How do you want the eggs? What kind of toast? Like you should. That should be in the. You know what I mean.
And then she realized, oh, this is a Waffle House.
Okay.
Or not a Waffle House.
Yes.
Yeah, Waffle House.
Yes.
It's a Waffle House. And then she was like, oh, I'll take my mashed browns, smothered, crushed, scattered,
battered, tattered,
and Mexican or whatever they call them. And so it's really interesting because I'm always fascinated by like single experiences. Like you called it the beach. We had two things. The beach was in Florida for us.
We called it the shore.
Right? We called it the shore.
I don't want to say that.
Because my mom
in
grew
Florida,
up.
Florida, you did?
My mom called it the shore.
From Philly, right?
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
Yeah, the shore.
So my mom called it the shore.
Down the shore.
I just didn't know if you knew what I was talking about.
Beach Haven is where we used to go.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then you go to Florida and it was like you're going to the beach.
The beach, yeah.
It's a different vibe. No one wore flip flops or sandals or shoes on the beach, but at the shore, people walk out in their sneakers to get to their
Timberlands.
Like,
yeah. They're spotted as shoobies. That's what you would call them. When you
What's
see
that?
Somebody who doesn't know the proper beach etiquette down the Jersey Shore, they're shoobies because it means they're not from. They would go down for the day, like back in the day, and keep their stuff in a shoebox, like on the beach.
It's crazy when you like. I remember meeting. I was getting a lap dance one time and it scores and the girl, I guess the...
You're on a beach.
I guess the white lights were hitting my bonded
caps or whatever,
teeth differently. And the girl just goes, what's going on with your teeth? Like, I'm doing the wrong accent. It was like a Brooklyn accent. What's going on with your teeth? I'm doing a bad accent. All I remember, she goes, is them veneers? And I go, I don't know what the fuck a veneer is.
What do you got, veneers over there?
Yeah,
you got a little money?
Is them veneers? That was it. That's the voice. Is them veneers? Hey, is them veneers?
I think I was a character from King of the Hill.
Who taught you how to get lap dances?
Oh, wow.
Some run at scores.
I don't remember his name. We used to do the strip clubs a lot in Philly. Shout out to Delilah's.
That was a fantasy show bar, completely nude. You drive over to Jersey.
Really?
All they gave you was mixers.
Yeah.
Oh, so you brought your own booze in?
Yeah.
They were BYOB. There was one on
when you were 17 that worked.
Show and Tell was 18 that you were allowed to be in, but you were allowed to bring in booze. But if somebody had to have a fake ID to get in there, and we rolled in with like a 6-pack.
You want one of these?
We weren't sure like what to do. We're like trying to like sneak a 6-pack in. We look behind us, there's kids rolling in like kegs and shit.
Yeah.
And then we're in we're in there, and there's a girl on stage. Who, there's a stripper on stage who pulls a girl from the crowd up on stage.
Yeah.
And they start eating hot fudge out of each other.
Out of their ears.
Are they white chicks?
Yeah. Okay. And the guy next to me is going, "That's my fucking girlfriend!" Yeah! And I'm like, this is the most Philly shit I've ever
seen. That's my fucking girlfriend!
Yeah. And like his boy's like, "That's Debbie!" Or like, everybody was so like, this is
very low in calories.
15 minutes of fame.
But who would teach you how to get a lap dance? Your dad didn't take
you. No, right?
That's the shit you figure out on your own. You go in there with the 20.
No, it was one kid that had done it a lot. And he was like, "All right, first and foremost, everyone's wearing Umbros."
Yeah, that's. I don't trust that guy though, because they always have the creepiest wear suit pants or whatever.
You're like, get the fuck out of here. And you're like, "Umbros? Yeah. I don't play soccer." And you're like, "You do tonight. Put on a pair of cleats. You just got off practice. That's our story."
Yeah. No, that's there's dudes that have tips for the strip club are too weird.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to come in that situation, because then you're like, "Oh, let's get out of here." You want to stretch that out a little bit. Yeah.
No. Back in high school, fuck yeah.
That's true.
That was the greatest. Is you get a fucking lap dance back in high school. They
delicious.
Were like,
"Cheers,
thank that's you. Good, right?
Fantastic.
Low in calories, your recovery is going to be phenomenal. Throw in some steam in the bag veggies.
There you go.
Look at that. Look how healthy
it's shaping
that
up. It smells
it's
nice.
It kind of is shaping up.
This is the crazy thing about this show is that you don't think it's going to work, and then it does.
I've watched them. I know.
It's almost like capitalism.
What?
That's a good really cocktail, good. Right?
Yeah.
Surprising. Not bad at all. Easy shepherd pie. I should probably look at the instructions one more time.
No, wing it. Let's go. Feel it. Cook with your heart.
Put some peanut butter
in there. I'm cooking with my heart.
Yes.
Going off the script.
Let's go.
I'm putting the meat in now, baby. I think now's when you want the meat in. And I think we're going with 1.5 pounds. I'm guessing that because there's 1/2 pound of meat in there. Yeah. And I don't know where it came from.
There you go.
I love these fucking knives. There's nothing better than a good set of... Ow! Just kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Oh,
it's a joke. Kamikoto knives.
I almost
use
ran
the code
out of
burning
here.
At kamikoto.com.
Who cuts it like that, too?
I do. You said cook with my heart.
This guy's bonkos, dude.
Who do you think the smartest guy... Who do you think the dumbest guy that got the furthest in comedy is?
I'm sitting next to him. You're
surrounded by him.
Jesus Christ.
Now give me some of that raw meat.
Oh. Do you ever think about... So do you think you guys will turn Hollywood? Now that you guys, what do you think? You guys are one of the, I'd say, top 10 podcast comics go to do in the country.
Oh, thank you.
If they
you,
got something to do,
thank
if,
you.
Without
that's,
a doubt.
That's happening. That's just happened, yeah.
No, everyone, Segura did your podcast.
Sure, yeah. It's strange that it's happening that quick.
Was Segura garbage? Because I know he is.
No, not really.
He wasn't.
Yeah, it was pretty classy.
I don't think he was.
I think he came from not money, but like not poor.
Yeah.
His dad was a Vietnam vet.
That was badass.
And then did something where he was like kind of successful.
Banking or real estate?
He was moving around a lot.
His dad was a really interesting dude because his dad was...
He worked for Merrill Lynch, I think.
Something like that.
It was something like that.
But if you Google when his dad passed and you Google his name, his dad did a lot for the community.
Really?
Was like a really selfless dude.
That's cool. Okay.
And he instilled that in Tom, and now Tom is like really big into donating just random.
That's
like
so
random.
Cool.
Not when your taxes are due. Like random. Yeah. All right. So this is pretty much cooked. It's going to cook more in there. We're going to throw a little splash of Worcestershire. How do you say this?
I can't pronounce it. Worcestershire.
And, oh shit, I forgot fucking garlic. Okay, it'll cook. It'll cook.
Yeah, it'll cook.
Well, luckily I've been pouring boiling hot water on this, so it's clean. You know what? Just for you, I'm going to get a new one.
No, it's
what
fine.
Are you
it's
talking
fine.
About?
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to get sick and sue you.
See how he does his garlic.
I got a couple ways. Now, one of my ways is to slice little thin slivers. That's my favorite way to take in a garlic.
Okay.
If I'm looking for the flavor, I go a smash and chop.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, and since we're going so late in the process, I'm going to smash and then...
Okay.
Really haven't been to the doctor in 15 years?
Yeah, man.
Let me tell you something. Let me give you
it's anxiety.
Do you go all the time?
I should go in front of it.
I don't go because I want to go. My wife usually, or my dad, sets it up. I'm going to do one more. But I'll tell you right now, I have a problem with the dentist. And so I don't go to the dentist very often. I think it's been 10 years.
Dentist is whatever.
The last dentist I went to, my wife got on Groupon for me.
I think a lot of that's bullshit. I think if you floss every day and brush your teeth, you can ride it out till you can afford your veneers.
Waterpik is a big fucking game changer.
Because they always try to upsell you when you're in there. It's never enough. They want to do this, they want to do that.
It's like they're like the mechanics of the mouth.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
They're like,
and dental insurance doesn't cover anything.
Do you know what they said to me?
Like
we're going to need to break your jaw.
No. What? Get the fuck out of here.
Wait, what?
Swear to God.
No, I believe you.
They said, we're going to need to break your jaw. All right, we're going to fill it up there. We're going to let that reduce. But yeah, I went to the dentist. He goes, so here's the deal. I'm going to need to break your jaw.
Go like this.
Take out. Yeah, my teeth don't touch.
Teeth are good.
They don't touch, though.
That's all right.
And
character.
No, you're successful.
It's the angle of my jaw. And my teeth in the back are like ground down to nothing because of the angle of my jaw.
You don't need those.
And he goes, well, that's what I said. Well, that's actually what he said. He goes, I'll just pull them out. I'm going to take all your teeth out. I'm going to put in new teeth. I'm going to break your jaw. I'm going to reset it. And it's going to be about a year and a half process.
Yeah, then you'd look weird.
I'd be like this. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
I'd look like I've gone through plastic surgery.
Yeah.
You look like when a dude breaks his jaw and he comes out, you're like, oh, he broke his jaw. Like, you can tell Kanye broke his jaw.
Sure.
Yeah. You never bounce back completely.
You never do. But, you know, Kanye kept his jaw broken like that because he didn't want to go through the surgery because he wanted to go on tour. Like, you got a lump here. And he's like, yeah, what are you going to do about that? And they're like, yeah. Well, we can re-break your jaw. And he was like, I'm going on tour. That's what I look like for
signature now. Signature look. Yeah, whatever.
And now it looks like Kanye, and it doesn't look too bad.
Would you ever get plastic surgery? Are you giving me one of those dudes, like, 80 still out there with, like, everything tucked back? Like, hey, are you ready?
The big thing I have right now is not all of my friends, but the vast majority of my friends are on steroids. And I go, we all have the same kind of doctor type thing, and I have low testosterone.
Okay.
And
I think I do too.
I know me and you probably do because you have a sleep apnea machine, right?
Yeah.
Well, your testosterone might be, but that's a big thing with testosterone is how you sleep.
Really?
So yeah, if you get on testosterone, you sleep better. All right, these are done. So
gotta tee up.
I know, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, would you do testosterone?
Yeah, whatever. Is it legal?
Yeah. You can do it.
The doctor can prescribe it.
Yeah, doctors can prescribe it. And so
you can't do lines of it, but
you can do.
Then I'm
do,
out.
You can poof it if you need to.
Whoa. All right, I'm pulling.
I'm impressed about how smoothly this is going so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I know. I'm kind of shocked. The
simple Irish food.
Very simple.
Peasant food.
And so we're gonna put the butter in there with this.
Yeah, you are.
Some cream.
Nice.
So wait, you want another one of those?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Would you do? You'd be into testosterone?
Yeah, of course.
You got any on you?
I have a problem.
This is like to catch
that.
A predator. In
now here's a question: you do testosterone, you start losing weight. Everyone's like, "You look great. You look great, man. You look awesome."
What's it do for the piece? Does it get the sex drive up?
I think so, yeah. I think that's why.
I could use a little boost, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I think so. I think I was told, this is exactly what I was told. You lose anxiety, well, mostly because now you're the predator, right? Like, you're the fucking, you're the
that's
alpha.
That's a weird way to put it.
Yeah, you're the alpha. No, you're not the predator.
Fucking creeping around your house.
You sleep better, and you want to fuck nonstop because you're like, they don't give you tons. They give you like, my buddy's on 20 milliliters, 20 milligrams.
With testosterone.
Yeah.
You and shoot it?
You shoot it. He
not
shoots
low two?
Shoots him up in the stomach.
Shoot it?
That's awesome.
Shoots it in.
We gotta do it every day?
Three times a week.
That's too much. Give me a pill.
They can give you a pill. Yeah, what they do is they cut a slice in your ass.
What?
They shove the pill in. I swear to God.
Is this the fifth element?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, I swear to God.
Where is this doctor located?
Yeah.
Hold on. What's even crazier? Segura's doing kratom.
Yeah, I don't know about that stuff.
I don't like this. Can I have my shepherd's pie to go?
I feel like Segura's going to walk
fuck,
out.
Man?
What'd you say?
Yeah.
How's that little podcast of yours doing? He squashes
yeah,
the
no
butt.
Yeah, no kidding.
You fucking taking shots at the king, Bert.
Here's the deal.
Welcome back to the
Here's
setup
the deal.
With your Christ.
If you want to get views, you need to be controversial.
Jesus.
They want to hunt homeless people.
I love you, Tom.
Yeah, no shit. Call we me. Love you, buddy. This guy's a bozo. He hasn't been
I'd rather do your cooking show.
Did you hear him? But did you hear him talk on Rogan about doing kratom? And he goes, "I'm gonna be. If I'm gonna be dead honest with you, I feel very confident
it's
on it." And, yeah. And then I was like, and then
they
Rogan can't didn't get it.
Off like heroin. And
Rogan didn't open. Get it. And Tom was like, and Joe's like, yeah. And Tom's like, that's what I feel like on cocaine.
Yeah. I don't mess with that stuff.
Huh? Have you ever done Kratom?
He does the real shit.
I'm not answering any more questions until I get a goddamn lawyer in here.
Yeah.
I thought this was a casual dinner.
Have a nice glass of wine.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Okay,
this
okay.
This guy's making frozen vegetables.
So who do you hate in comedy, huh?
That's the what fuck? Drugs we do. So who do you buy your weed from?
I know the next question is, were you an altar boy? I see where this is all fucking going.
And do you want to be?
Guys are probably all state troopers. This is fucking bullshit.
It's like that last scene in Blow when they all walk away from the table.
Fucking Dooley screws them.
This doesn't feel right.
Listen, guys, I'm gonna give you double. Don't go to double your pay.
Okay, you got to take three canceled comics on tour.
Me, us three, apparently after this.
Christ.
I think I'm worse on this show with talking shit than I am on any show because I get drunk and I'm preoccupied.
I'm getting wasted.
All right, I'm going to put this in the oven. We're going to have to wait for a while. We'll have a few drinks. We'll bullshit.
Nice.
And then we'll pull it out and then we'll have shepherd's pie.
Fantastic. I love it.
All right?
Looks beautiful.
Let me, oven's heating. This is our pan. Let me get all the alcohol out of the way. I wonder if I could buy a house that.
I'll sell you the land I got in Scotland if you need it. If you're looking for a plot.
All right, this goes in like this. Okay?
I gotta be honest. This is shaping up to be all right.
Yeah, it's not gonna be bad. And then it's gonna be bigger when it comes out. It all expands in there, you'll see.
But, what are you topping it with? Just out of curiosity.
This mashed potatoes.
Mashed potato. Just the mash?
Just the mash. Maybe some cheese.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Now you're making sense.
Oh, that's still on. I was like, what the fuck is that noise? Sure.
That's your sound of your homeowner's insurance going up.
I can't really. Okay, how about this? I'll tell you what.
Damn, that looks good.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it'll expand. You'll see.
I mean, anything with 4 pounds of butter.
Okay. Ah, what the fuck, man?
I'm so happy I got a spit take out of you, but my OCD, now I can't touch the stuff.
That's going in the Yelp review.
It's good. Everything was good until he loogied in the taters.
Just come on. Stop talking.
I use 2 cups of boogers, organic.
These are farm fresh snot we're talking about.
These boogers free range? What's the deal? I like grass finish myself.
Get out of here. Oh. I'm going to season it up just a titch because I feel like you could use some.
Okay. A titch?
Yeah, just a titch. I want some, a little bit of salt.
That's not a word, right?
A titch?
A titch.
Lowry's seasoning salt.
You said that like you were black by Lowry's.
And welcome back to Cooking with Steve Harvey, everybody.
Top 10 seasonings, Lowry's.
Lowry's.
I'm Mike Lowry.
All right, we're going to put a little bit of Lowry's on here.
Jesus.
And then we're going to throw it in the oven. That's hot as fucking shit. That is hot as shit.
Dude.
That is so fucking hot. All right, we got the oven preheated to 400 degrees. We're going in for 50 minutes. We're going to drink, and we're going to air the funniest 15 minutes. We're really going to drink. We're going to just heat this up, have a few drinks, talk some shit.
Sure.
Are you guys still scared of COVID?
I was just thinking about that. No, I mean, do we have a show about mayonnaise? That's how we got
mayonnaise. Shit. And you're like, how about favorite breakfast cereal? Will you? Jesus Christ!
Let's pivot. Segura.
Hey, Don Lemon, take it easy, will you? We're new at this. Fucking ruining us.
Still got my training wheels on, motherfucker.
Okay. Foley, Roe v. Wade, go. What the fuck?
No, transgender people.
Big fan, love them.
Yeah. Did I tell you my joke I wrote?
No, but please don't.
All right, I'm gonna name a scenario. You tell me the meal that happens after that scenario.
Okay.
All right, I'm listening.
Okay. You take a girl for an abortion. And you gotta go out.
Mickey D's, number 3, if it's the morning.
Oh, like a nice mac and cheese after. Well, first you gotta drive back.
Sushi?
You gotta drive back over state lines. So.
Okay, I'll name
three egg omelet.
I'll name the I'll name the situation. You name the beer that goes with it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. First day of a bachelor party, you guys get there and they go, "Oh, reach into the fridge and grab us a beer." What's the best beer to start up a bachelor party?
I'm going something like Coors Light, whatever light beer it is.
Light beer. It's,
if you just got to the house or what, the hotel, yep. You're not sure what's next, you just got to get the wheels in the air. Light beer can't go wrong.
Okay, then go ahead.
My family would always be start with the good stuff first. Get the IPAs that are in there. Ooh. And then at midnight, you're fucking sharing a Four Loko with a half put out joint inside.
Yeah, okay.
Things get dark.
Last day of a bachelor party. The last day of the bachelor. Morning
I've never
up,
been on one for more than one day.
Everyone's, oh, for real?
No, we go to like a strip club and a steak dinner. We're dirt balls.
Let's start here, okay? How many people are the right amount of people for a bachelor party?
No more than 10.
No more than 10
guys, and depends on where the guys are coming from. If you're going, like I went on a high school friend's bachelor party.
Yeah.
And then his friends from college come, or like his work friends, and it's
that
like
sucks.
You don't, and the one guy's like, "I only want to spend $300 for the weekend." And you're like, you're trying to fucking budget around that or whatever, and you're like, it's just too many different people from too many different worlds. You're like, this is gonna fucking suck.
Usually the worst is when you get caught up and you get a guy from her side.
Her brother or something.
Oh, fucking loser.
Shoot me, dude.
Yeah, fucking gets all hammered, takes the bag into the bathroom, comes out, "I don't know what happened." Doesn't have any fucking money for anything. Fuck that. Always cut
He's off. Not getting a lap dance. Yeah, he's marrying my sister.
No shit. Then he's fucking narking on you. You need 10 dudes that are doing pretty well, that like to party and know how to keep their fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you're looking
okay,
for.
Okay, so we got 10 dudes. What best city for a bachelor party?
I mean, I'm not that well traveled.
Florida would be good. We did New Orleans. It wasn't lived up to. New Orleans wasn't great.
No, strip clubs in New Orleans are horrible.
Yeah, they were like real far out on the outskirts.
And they're business meeting strip clubs.
Yeah, I wouldn't even recommend that. I don't think it matters the city. You get a fucking house. You rent a house that's somewhat in close proximity to do like the bar thing, the random thing, but you have everything pre-set up.
Really?
You have
the
suite.
We're doing the dinner
here. You want to go here?
You got a table at Scores or whatever.
Yeah, but you don't want to do. You want to bring them back to your place. Do it there.
Yeah. Okay.
Do it nice.
How many nights are the perfect amount of bachelor party?
Two nights. Two. No more than two. Okay, no more than
four.
Two.
Four.
That's a lot.
And space pretty far away from the wedding. You don't want to pull a hangover and show up all fucked up.
Yeah. Oh. I was pretty fucked up the night before my wedding. I was very fucked up the day of my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was very hungover, but I rallied.
I was at a wedding where the groom, we did that thing the night before, we all went out. Like, it was after the bachelor party was months before, whatever. And then we went out the night before and went to the strip club. Altercation ensued with one of the dancers over a tipping something, you know.
Yeah.
I know things were a little foggy. And she went to kick him with her spike. Like, she put her hands, and she almost kicked him in the face, which would have ruined the wedding. And we were like, what are we doing? Like, we got out of there. We were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it was like, almost ruined the wedding. Almost ruined a marriage.
Situations like that.
You got to steer clear of.
Yeah.
Give yourself some time.
There's a real thin line between that shit.
I went to a bachelor party. I'll tell you the name of the person, because I think it's interesting. But,
you like the school newspaper. We don't want to know. Keep it vague, will you?
Okay. I know. I can't.
It sounds like.
Bachelor party. Just edit his name out. Beep his name out. And
you would never make it in the mob, by the way.
No.
Or anything. CIA.
Well, the name
like
of my
that.
Special is Secret Time. I have a hard time keeping secrets. I'm a big morning egg guy. I love my eggs in the morning. I love bacon in the morning. I love sausage in the morning. I need a good pan, and I'm telling you right now, the Made In products, in my opinion. I can feel the difference when I cook in these pans, and I can actually taste the difference in their cooking. They make cooking so enjoyable. Made In's award-winning nonstick cookware has a double layer of professional-grade nonstick coating. Made In's stainless steel clad, which is through the roof, is nearly indestructible and has unparalleled heat retention. Made In's carbon steel cookware can handle up to 1,200 degrees and is perfect for cooking on your stove, grill, or even on an open flame. Plus, an extensive collection of knives, bakeware, glassware, plateware, and more. They've got it all high quality without traditional markups. Made-In sells directly to you, making for lower prices without sacrificing quality. Something's Burning listeners can get 15% off full-priced items from Made-In. For full details, visit madeincookware.com/burning. That's madeincookware.com/burning. What's that for?
This is the canned haggis.
Oh, haggis. Whoa. We have canned haggis?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we should try it.
Yeah.
Do you have to heat it up?
You should. Because it's banned in the U.S. Like, you
and
can't
what
make
is it?
Well, you remember we were going
to
make it?
No. Oh, so I was going to make you guys haggis to start with.
Well, I am so happy
fucking
you
God.
Did not do that.
All right. All right. You don't want to try it?
What is it? It's like
we
pork
just heat up in a pan?
What are we, coal miners? What are you talking about?
No, you can't have it. They can't sell it in the U.S. It's banned.
Is that what? Okay.
So this one isn't ingredient. The one that is banned. Like, this one is the kind you can have.
Oh, one ingredient.
They don't sell like sheep's.
How about a little caviar, some pate? I can get this up my aunt's house.
Charcuterie board, something.
Ooh. No.
No, no. Let me take a whiff.
I think it's better if it's heated up. I think the cold whiff might be bad.
So, Birch, the sheep's lung is banned. In the
sheep's lung?
Sheep's lung?
So it's not in there.
But they wanted it to be. That's enough.
Wait, that's even worse. It's artificial sheep lung?
I'll be dead honest with you. I bet this would be really good with an egg over easy.
And some cheese. I'll get into that.
Go get me four eggs over easy. And some cheese, and I'm gonna make us some haggis also.
You said that like the eggs over easy were inside.
Someone got a shot on this?
Hold on, dude, he's got it upside down and it's not falling out!
He's having this
shit is fugazi.
I
don't know if I'm doing that. That's tough.
Now.
I would do it in Scotland.
I wouldn't.
LA's a little different. LA haggis, it's a little
different. I'd try the heroin in Scotland before the haggis.
let's just try a sample. Are you getting
that
sick?
Smells so bad.
Hold on. Let's do this.
Oh, that didn't work. That mashing it didn't help, dude.
We're in LA. Well, where's the avocado toast? Where's the poke bowl? Just because we're two idiots from Philly, you start giving us canned meat?
I mean,
this is ridiculous.
Apparently illegal. Oh, that doesn't smell good.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, got a whiff of that.
That does not smell good.
Oh, dude.
That is not a good smell. Here we go. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this into a hash.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this into a hash.
I'm going to give it. Why don't you just dump that in the sink and start with hash, and then we'll go from there.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to frog in a hole it. Do you know what a frog in a hole is?
You make the hole in the
put a hole in the thing and put the egg in there.
I'm going to frog in a hole this. Yeah, make our holes for the frog.
Can I see the unopened can?
I bet it is hash.
Let me see.
Lamb hearts?
No.
Say that.
Yeah, that's the first thing, man.
Traditional skinless haggis made with the finest ingredients.
What are they?
Lamb heart.
Told you.
Oats. Pork fat. Lamb liver. Pork salt. Roundup.
Roundup
spices,
asbestos, mesothelioma.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Okay, a hole here, guys. This is the number one thing that happens once you own land in Scotland.
You just cost yourself a vacation property. I can tell you that.
I was going to timeshare out my fucking.
Yeah, only catch a hunting deer on my land.
The king can now have sex with your wife.
That's prima nocte.
Is that what it is?
From Braveheart, yeah.
Yeah.
Leo the Lion.
I bet they had to have cuckolds back then. There was one guy that was like, I'm into it. Can I watch?
Yeah, I think it was probably way more encouraged back then. I feel like there was less judgment.
Some guy just keeps getting married every week.
Like,
do you do corned beef hash?
Do you do cuckolds?
So when we go back to, when we talk about first thing I learned when I moved to New York was corned beef hash. I'd never had it before.
Yeah, that's what you're doing here.
That's what I'm trying to do right now.
You're haggish
hash.
You're attacking this like it's corned beef hash.
You know what it is? What's Scrapple?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, right? But if you tell someone what it is, then they come to Philly and they're like, I don't want it. But you have Scrapple. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I had it a couple weeks ago. It's awesome. You know what else you would like is cream chip beef. It's a big Philly thing.
I've had cream chip beef. Shit on a shingle. Yeah. My mom's from Philly. She made shit on a shingle for breakfast.
My dad makes that fucking blow your hair back.
So fucking good.
It's knock your compression socks right off. Fucking fantastic.
You're dumping? That's crazy.
I'm dumping and then I'm
spreading.
You're
my kind of guy, Bert.
Yeah, because I think the cheese is going to save it.
I still think it's going to be gross, but I think you might be onto something here. If that was corned beef hash.
Why don't you spit in this, too? Maybe that'll turn it around.
Just look at this. Now, if I can get this to slide out properly.
Piece of lung.
Which I think I can.
That thing has a tail. I'll taste. Come on, what are we doing?
That looks fucking good. How good does this look?
Listen, that's right.
Can I tell you? I swear to God, if you just put some garnish on it,
fucking shit.
Oh, never mind. Garnish is on the ground.
Man.
This garnish would have been great on it.
Yeah, if you put an Air Max on it, it would look pretty cool too. Doesn't mean we're
Does that look
it.
Good?
It looks good, dude. I'm eating
it. It looks like diner food, right?
I'm gonna need another beer too, I'm sorry. No,
get it. Three forks.
Black metal forks?
Yeah.
What are you, into orgies?
I'm progressive.
Who does this? Who has black metal forks? This is swinger shit, yeah. Dude. What the fuck?
Did you get this at an Epstein yard sale? What the fuck?
This is real fucking Chris Angel type shit.
All right. Stolen from David Blaine.
This is wild.
What's that, paprika?
Yeah,
paprika? Paprika.
Paprika.
No, it's there not paprika.
Yeah, it is.
Paprika?
Yeah. It's paprika.
No, it's not paprika. It's definitely not paprika. Yeah. You would get destroyed in jail if you're like, can I get some paprika?
It's not paprika, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It's
you guys are putting an extra A in it.
All right. Do we need
more salt? There's 19 beers in front of me.
This looks pretty good. All right. So do you want me to try it first and then send it your way?
I'll just do it. I don't care. However you want to do it.
Go for it.
Let's go.
Oh God!
The yolk's gonna save it. By the way, these eggs are cooked perfectly.
I don't want like mega haggis. You know what I mean?
I do.
I kind of want to lead.
All right, it's gonna be pretty hot.
Cheers!
Cheers!
See you guys in the emergency room.
Is there BBs in there?
All right, I don't know if I like it. It looks great.
It's not
That's
that
fucking
bad.
Awesome.
It's not that bad.
It tastes like scrapple.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good.
I would like to start a lamb farm on my property in Scotland, if that's possible.
Just talk about my own haggis. Fears, dude.
Whoa, this is not bad. This is not bad.
This is actually not bad.
It's no worse than corned beef hash.
No, it's. I mean, when you do corned beef hash,
I gotta be honest. It's growing on me.
Right? It's not bad.
It's different.
I bet if you got it in Scotland, you got real haggis with eggs. I bet they do this in. They got to do this in Scotland. I bet you'd be like, oh, that's a fucking good
one. Well, it's also knowing's a big thing for me, that I know what's in there.
Yeah, that
like, if you were just like, yo, I just whipped this up, it's a sausage, fucking whatever, I'd go, yeah, and I would love it. It's a mental thing.
Yeah, the first bite was fried up like that.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's just my fucking brain kicks in.
The haggis isn't bad fried up like that.
No, it's good.
But I'll tell you this, and I'm sure you agree with me on this, Mr. Kreischer. You put a fucking fried egg on anything.
Anything, right?
Yeah, dude. Anything.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
That's actually
not
really
bad, right?
Dude, that's good as shit.
Yeah.
Plus, it's illegal, so you get a little bit
of guilt. I love when you discover something that's good on the show, and then you have something that's already good.
Yeah.
But right? I don't know if I went to Scotland and I ordered haggis, would it be that version of haggis?
No, that's what I want.
I'm okay with doing that.
Yeah.
With you frying it up, putting
I've had legit
eggs
haggis
and cheese on it.
And it gets pretty aggressive.
Isn't it in the stomach? It's in the stomach.
Yeah, hell yeah, no, fuck that.
I don't even like how my mom did a pot roast in the bag.
Whoa!
All right.
Oh.
Is that yours?
This is the one I actually cooked.
Wow.
Is this better than the other one? Let me see the other one.
They look exactly the same.
This is actually fucking kind of good.
Yeah, it's not bad, man.
Yeah, man, it's all right.
I'm fucking blown away, and it's better when it's not burning your mouth.
What kind of stuffings you guys do at Thanksgiving?
Stovetop.
Yeah.
Like pretty basic, meaning...
Try sausage stuffing. Will blow your fucking brains
really?
Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fry up sausage, you just mix it in. It's a staple. It's a proper game changer.
So here's my
You'll
daughter.
Never eat stuffing again the same way.
Come on in, George. So this is my daughter, Georgia.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
And we have... You know, we made a cheap one. Oh, wow. We made a cheat one just in case this didn't turn out.
They look fantastic. They both look fantastic.
And normally on shows they do this, but on Something's Burning, get back here. On Something's Burning, she's going to college next year. We're spending a lot of time together. We're going to Hawaii.
Are you getting paid for on-camera talent? You should.
Don't. So we made a cheat one just in case, and then we made the one that we're going to do here. So
sure.
I think normally they just show you the cheat one, but it kind of looks like a mouse went snow skiing on it.
Don't. It's but that's press in, it with a fork.
Yeah, you're supposed.
That's what it says.
That's traditional. That's a traditional look. Peaks. You press it around with a fork.
Oh, for real? Okay. But we're gonna sample them both.
Oh, great.
We're gonna try yours and we're gonna try ours and we're gonna taste test them. Sample taste.
Okay.
So.
Burb.
Burb.
Oh, is that what that means?
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, it's so funny. You've been saying that, and I didn't know what the fuck you've been doing. I was like, what the fuck, is she a robot? Burb. Burb. Theirs is. Mine's a lot hotter.
Yours is cooking.
Yeah, mine's still fucking. I think you gotta let it settle.
Yours needs a minute or two. It came out, yeah. That it was still.
It's okay. We got plenty of time. What's you guys' main goal?
This is it. I don't know. But this is all, it's all changing. I also look at it a little bit as like, I didn't think we would ever be successful, so I'm like, we're dead.
But do you know everyone feels like that, right?
Of course. I kind of just look at it, you know when like dudes go to war and they're like, I died, I'll just run across the battlefield because I don't care, I'm already dead.
Yeah.
I kind of looked at it, I'm like, this is all gravy to me. This is all, whatever happens, great.
But keep it growing, keep it going. Yeah, you know
keep the
mean?
Foot on the gas and
make
keep
as,
pushing.
Make as big of a connection with people as we can. We think it's something that's very relatable. You know, it's something that brings people together. I know it's cheesy,
what's
but
fun,
it is.
It's a fun podcast to do.
Yeah.
And it's set up where, the like, you know, sometimes when you do podcast runs, you're worried about, you see sometimes people come out to L.A. and they'll tell the same five stories on five podcasts. No one does that on your podcast.
We're kind of nervous, too, because, like, we are getting hit up of, like, hey, they're coming in to promote this. Not even just, like, anybody. And I'm like, I don't want it to become a press stop. I would love for comics to be like, yo, I want to come and do like.
But every you know comic, what I mean? Every comic wants to
get
do it.
It. Like Tom came in, awesome. Whitney came in, all like these are coming in, and it's like okay, I want you to have fun and not feel obligated that you're there.
Yeah. What about Seinfeld? He wants to come in. Do you go?
Of
and he's
course.
Like, I'm promoting a book.
Jerry, why are you fucking kidding
of course,
me?
Yeah. Of course.
What? But no. Jerry would be fun.
Jerry would be fun.
You can tailor the game to the person. You know what I mean? Like you can. Because he'd come in and be like, you guys, he would look at us as like, you guys are animals. That would become the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But Seinfeld, if like Nancy Pelosi was doing a book, we wouldn't.
You know, yeah.
I thought you were going to say Nancy Kerrigan. I'd have Nancy Kerrigan on.
You did?
Nancy Kerrigan would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to have Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
Tanya Harding. Let's do some dream
probably garbage.
Probably.
No, you see that movie? Tanya? Real
and what's her name? Played that. Bridget Romano.
That's not
the
right.
Fucking hot chick.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. She killed it.
She's all right.
Murdered.
I like the big guy in that, too.
He was the guy who did it, right?
He's killing it.
Yeah, he is.
Played Gahuli.
Jeff Gahuli.
He played Gahuli's boy.
Didn't he also play...
he played Richard... What's his name?
Richard Sherman.
Sherman?
Nope.
Defensive end. No, the guy from the Atlanta bombings.
Richard... I was almost at that bombing.
Really?
Yeah, I was supposed to work that
Javelin?
Bombing.
What were you doing?
No. Selling...
That was an alternate for the shot put.
Selling bowls or plates? Well, we should do big plates if we're going to sample both, right?
There you go.
Whatever you want, bud.
No, I was supposed to work at that Olympics, and they put us in a really bad neighborhood. They put us in a really bad neighborhood to live, and the first night I stayed in this place, a guy came in with a pipe and hit a dude in the head and robbed his room. And so I was like, I don't need money that bad in my head. I was
What job?
Doing like bartending stuff for the Olympics, working in tents. Like, courtesy, like, you know, that kind of shit. And so I left. I went home. And all my buddies were like, God, we were supposed to work down there at the fucking Olympic Village. I'm really doing a stretch when I said I was probably going to be there.
I got you.
But in the grand scheme of things, you were closer to it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't him, right?
Whoa.
It wasn't him. He didn't do it.
No, it wasn't. But they ruined his fucking life.
But they never figured out who it was, right?
No, I think they did.
Did they?
Well, I don't know if they did. That's not the part of history that I enjoy.
What was it, 94?
96.
Was that 96?
96. 96 Olympics.
Oh, wow. Now, the girls is more solid than mine.
Sure.
I'll tell you real candidly, mine has a lot more fluid in it.
Okay.
But that's a bad one you're talking about fluid. That's when you have an abscess. You're talking about fluid.
What is it, radiator cooling? What do you mean? That's nice. That's firm. It's got the coat on the
inside.
Yeah,
it might be more.
But you have more stuff. You have more filling, I think.
I have more. Mine's going to be more like fun to fuck around with. Mine's like a.
That's what I wanted.
Mine's like fucking in a hot tub. It's not always going to be great, but the idea of it's great.
Okay.
Best place to have sex?
A hot tub?
No. It never is.
Wait, are you asking us?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. Fire up that hot tub. Let's figure it out.
I think a bed.
Yeah, I'm a bed guy. I mean, comfort, everything-wise, you got to go bed.
Not a pool. Pool's a tough look.
Dude. Anything water is good.
Anything water, it seems like it's a great idea.
It's not bad. It's not good, yeah.
Outdoors never works the way you think it's going to.
No.
I'm a bed man. Does.
I'm a bed man, too, I think.
It's
shower never works.
No, anything
closet,
water.
Closet, weird.
Yeah.
Kitchen, you're like, this was fun. Yeah, closet, when you have kids. You gotta fuck in a closet.
Wait, really? What do you mean? Yeah. Why?
Just to be quiet.
Oh, the black force is back.
Yeah, the play. Here
we go. Dim the lights in here.
I know. You start asking about sex. And this black fork. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, bud.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna get in front of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna taste mine first.
Okay.
Hot?
I'm just dreaming. Mine is pretty.
This guy's nuts.
I'm gonna try the girls. Is that okay?
I would start with the girls.
All right.
I'm gonna guess that theirs is not a lot, very salted.
That's good, man.
Wow.
That's actually really good. The girls are really good. The
girls are actually pretty good.
Did they put the same spices in here? This is not just garlic salt.
Man, I forgot you put fish food in the potatoes.
Girls, the girls is really good.
Girls is really good.
All right, I'm going in on Birdie Boy here.
All right.
It's still hot?
It's very hot. I would definitely give it a second. It's very fucking hot.
I know, but I can't. Ooh. That's got a little bit of a pizzazz to it.
Yeah?
It does.
What if I should have put haggis in it?
No,
you did it right.
You did it right.
I think I like it.
The only thing I was. This isn't a critique. There's different ways to do shepherd's pie.
I like yours.
The traditional Irish American dirt ball way is with a little bit of tomato sauce on top and cheddar cheese.
Really?
That's how my mum did it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that mum? Grandma.
She's my great aunt, but she was my cousin's grandmother.
We caught her that in jail. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Cheese would have been good on this.
Cheese
would have been good on this.
Plus, if you could tell me how much of a disappointment I am why I eat this, that would really make it an authentic Irish meal.
Actually, pretty fucking good.
Yours has more flavor, I feel.
I think because I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
So like when the one thing you notice with kids is they don't salt anything. They don't.
Yours has more.
Yeah.
Flavor. To
never.
It. How many drinks if you go out on a night? How many drinks do you think you have?
Interesting question.
Because I play this game a lot. I have a very, whatever you want to call it. My drinking habits are very similar to yours.
I had 10 vodka sodas on the flight over here.
Easy peasy.
Because that was one of our first times flying nice. They give you an extra one.
Yeah.
They give you another little bottle and another Club Soda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you got to do, so I'm like an expert on ordering drinks on a plane. What you got to do is you got to order all the ingredients yourself or you might get fucked. Because sometimes they'll pour it for you and then they'll pour another ones also. So like you'll go, hey, can I get a beer? And they'll pour it in the glass. And then they'll share the rest with the next guy.
The fuck?
That's what I was getting. I was getting little half bottles of beer or whatever.
No, you got to say, can I get a Heineken in the can, please? And then whenever you get a Double Jack on the Rocks, say, can I get a Double Jack on the Rocks? I do Double Jack on the Rocks. Lots of rocks. And can I just get the bottles? Because I'm going to not drink it all at once. I don't want it to get warm. And that's that way you make sure you get the bottles.
Yeah,
you get the thing. And then you have the bottles in your fucking pocket. So if there's a moment where you have a bottle in your backpack that you would like to change out for one of the empty bottles, right? And switch it out. Like I just started drinking this new one. Mm-hmm. You go to your backpack. I'll do a little switcheroo. Then you put the bottle on the table and everyone's like, well, he's still slow rolling that bottle.
So you walk around.
You're worried about people going, this guy's drinking too much on the plane.
You walk around with a bunch of airplane bottles of liquor in your backpack.
Yeah,
that's not. Get Dr. Drew on the horn.
No.
Let me ask you this, because it was almost a situation.
My anxiety is
I was going to sneak in bottles of Fireball here, little nips of Fireball.
My anxiety
I was going to bring in a cheeseburger in case this sucked.
Haggis wasn't bad.
Everything was great.
But my anxiety is a weird anxiety because my anxiety is that I don't have a problem if I know that I have alcohol I can access.
100. The second I know it's starting to dry up or something, I go, this is bad.
Yeah.
And I start getting real fucking antsy.
Especially on a plane. And so that's why I travel with a ton of liquor on me. Like, you can carry a lot more than you think. But like probably 4 bottles. I've traveled up to like 12 bottles of little baby bottles of Jack with me. It's the easiest one to do. I also travel with a water bottle. I fill it up with ice before I go in, like a big, like a thermos. And that way, if I just want to be in control of my own buzz. I don't need to get hammered, but I need to know that I can drink if I want to drink.
Sure.
I was on a flight to South Africa one time.
That'll fuck me up.
And we're flying from London to South Africa, and we're just getting over fucking Morocco, or like the north of Africa. And the guy tells me, I think I'm done serving you. And I went, okay. And I sat and I thought, this needs to be a negotiation. And I walked up to him and I said, here's the deal. I appreciate your opinion.
You're a fucking asshole.
I want you to know that
he was completely naked at the time.
I have anxiety when I fly. And I don't need to get hammered. I just need to know that I can keep getting beers.
Sure.
So
that's good. It's a good way to put it.
So if we can figure out a way to do that, that would be great.
Are you cool at this time, or are you fucked up?
I'm pretty fucked up. I had already flown from L.A. to London, and now we're over Morocco.
Was he in a headlock when you had this conversation?
No. And I was sober enough. I was sober enough to make sense. I said, "Here's the other deal. I can go back. I very easily can go back, and this is what you've suggested to me. I can go back and grab a Xanax out of my bag and take a nibble and go to sleep. But then I might be a fucking mess. I'd rather not do that. I'd rather just slow sip beers." And he went, "All right." He goes, we got about 8 more hours in this flight.
What the? He's cutting you off fucking 8 hours to go?
He goes, I'll give you 10 beers.
They were still taxing.
You got 10 beers, but you got to figure out how you're going to drink.
That's pretty good.
I went, yeah,
fair enough.
I go, buddy, I want to thank you. And I sat at my thing and I looked at my watch. I said, 1 beer every hour. And right before we land, we get 4 beers.
He goes from cutting you off to a 10 beer?
10 beer count.
Dude, you should be working on Shark Tank. Dude, that's a fucking deal.
It worked so well, and it's never worked as good. Because I think the guy, because he's European or African, mm-hmm. and he's like, you know, they're light beers. The guy's not going to get fucking hammered.
Sure.
1 beer an hour is, and by the way, and for the record, I think I had maybe 4 more beers, and I passed out.
But because you have the surplus there the same way.
Because I knew.
I'm like, when it gets to be last call and shit, I get real fucking antsy, and I'm like, let's order 1,000, just order 1,000 drinks. Oh. I'll figure it out. If I don't drink them, I don't drink them, but... Just give me
in
a
this vein, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So it's a slightly similar situation for the reasons. We got to the airport, the flight was delayed, we had a couple of drinks, we started to get to the point where we were feeling good.
I remember
assumed
that.
We would get right on the plane, fucking they'd start handing out the champagne,
but they pushed it.
We'd
like
keep cruising.
30 minutes,
40 minutes. There's nobody coming around. Not a fucking Cheez-It to be seen anywhere, nothing.
You're in the air?
We had just taken off, but they didn't give anybody anything. You know, we were in first class, so we figured, here you go, there's this, there's that, whatever, fucking all that stuff. So I am in that point where it's going away. The buzz is going down and the anxiety is coming up. This fucking guy in front of me.
Ooh.
This guy in front of me. We're still going, making our way to cruising altitude. We're not even at 35,000 feet yet, people. And this guy's already crossing the fucking line.
We're in the air for three, four minutes. Well, you need to find those people, those line steppers, and you need to pony up with the flight attendants and be on their team and let them know.
I would love to fucking duct tape somebody to their chair after
that fucking
gym.
Guy. He's a fuck. I'm so sorry they're doing that to you. You don't deserve that. Hey, can I get a double Tito's and soda?
Can I get 10 beers, please, before we get to San Juan?
We can do this the easy way or the hard way. Make good with the jacket.
But the guy fucking, we're still going up, throws it back all the way. Like, I mean, like, Back to the Future.
And he's a bigger guy. So, like, visually.
He goes all the way back. What is your opinion on going backwards with the seat?
We're in first class.
We're in first class,
that's part of the price you pay for first class.
But it wasn't lay down. We switched planes. It was glorified comfort plus, right?
Yeah.
First class.
Reclining your seat for me is a lot like
I couldn't see the TV. That was the problem.
He also didn't know they tilted.
What?
You know how like when they lean back, that you can tilt your TV.
Yeah.
So you can then
see. So you're going like this.
So he's like, he goes, no, buddy, you got it. It was a thing.
I was in a valley enough if there was no booze, and I was like, this isn't fucking happening. So I lean up, I go, yo, man, you got to move your seat up. And he's like, oh, and he moved it up.
He goes, I need
and then like a minute later, he's like, I have to put it. I was like, dude, don't fucking put that seat back the whole fucking way. It's going to be a problem.
So wait, did you recline your seat?
No. So I didn't.
Why don't you just, I joined the team.
I think, yes, whatever, whoever, the first person to do, I think you can't, this is my take on it. You can't
do it. It's like standing up at a concert.
Yes, you can't do it. If the person in front of you hasn't done it, you can't go back.
Yeah.
If they go back, then it's a chain reaction from there, and it's like, hey, this started in fucking 2B. I'm sorry. This is the
He puts it back a little bit. I hold my hand and let him put it back a little bit. He falls asleep. He wakes up maybe like an hour later, restless sleep, and I got about 3 or 4 fucking Tito's and sodas in me.
Yeah.
I realize he's like an 80-year-old man. He did. Because they had the lights off when we took off.
I need to rest.
He was like, old
hey,
as
buddy.
Shit.
Yeah, right. You move up.
He was old as shit.
Really?
So like then proper old.
Then he ordered something to eat. He woke up. You could tell he couldn't sleep. He was doing this whole thing. And I wanted to be like, hey, man, when you're done eating, sir, you can slide it back. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
But he was such a fucking dick to the fucking flight attendant.
Everyone's a dick.
I was like, fuck
everyone's
this guy.
A dick on a plane for some
Why,
reason.
Why, man? Well, dude, we were an hour and a half late. And some fucking dickhead behind me, because they switched planes, was like, I'm in the middle seat. I was supposed to be an aisle. Can you get an agent? An agent? We're about to pull the fucking trigger here, dude. You want a fucking agent? It's nuts. It's getting worse.
Dude, it's getting way worse.
That's the oldest. That's the oldest shit I've ever heard about. It's getting worse.
And where's that just goddamn haggis?
A general vague statement. It's getting bad out there.
Dude, it's
getting worse.
I've had more anxiety about flying commercial than I've ever had in my life. And I'm in a large part, it'll be reasons I buy private flights because I go, I don't want to deal with it.
No.
And
I'm with you.
Those private flights, man.
We can't afford private, so slow your roll.
You can afford it, you just can't afford other stuff.
No, we can't afford it.
It's so expensive.
We hemorrhage money.
I remember the first private flight I got, and I went, and I wasn't drinking. And I was like...
This is my drinking. I go, I can't not be on a private jet and not drink. That's a waste of drinking.
It was during sober October.
What am I even doing?
It was business. Like, I had to be in Cleveland at, like, 7 in the morning. Or 7 in the morning. So we left because I needed to sell special tickets for my special. So we left New York, and we took a private, and it was the best flight I've ever had in my life. Sorry. Yeah, of course. Nice. But yeah, I
have to drag me out of here.
The commercial's gotten, I mean, like, flying has gotten very stressful. There's cheat codes, and I've gotten all the cheat codes.
So
the cheat codes are obviously whatever credit card that gets you into the lounge, whatever.
Just got Amex Platinum, no big deal.
We went to the fucking Delta Sky Miles lounge. I was not fucking impressed. All right, 2 thumbs down, you fucking bozos.
And
you call that chicken
left.
Teriyaki?
We left and sat at the, like, fucking Joey O'Hallahan's Irish Pub.
Yeah, that place is it.
The one in JFK's.
But I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you what. I don't know if we're going to keep this in the show or not, but you need to fly the way I fly. I go through private suite. So it's a separate entrance from the airport.
They told us about this. It's so fucking great. Yeah, they give you like a gold toothbrush.
Oh, yeah, dude. These guys have been in there. It's fucking next level.
You guys all steal the chargers and shit.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And then you...
Tomorrow we're flying T3, which is like the Delta 1.
That Schwarzenegger's airline?
You know what that is?
Talking about?
Is it good?
No, T3. Delta. Anything Delta is horrible right now.
Oh, no.
It's really confusing because they don't have...
But it says we have our own entrance. That's all I'm worried about.
No. It's just bad. But expert opinion.
As an Irish dirtbag, I'm leaning yours.
Really?
Yes. I honestly think, as stupid as this sounds, I think it was the garlic salt you used. I swear to God.
Theirs
is good. Theirs is really good.
Here's the deal. Their mashed potatoes are superior to yours.
Yeah, they're a little more crisp.
They did
and
a really
firm.
Good job,
but they had better. They had longer in there.
You know what they did different?
Your meat's a little juicier though.
I did heavy.
Girls knocked it out of the park with their mashed potatoes.
I did heavy whipping cream in mine to kind of soften it so I could spread it more. They did not. They just did butter and potatoes, so it kind of firmed up like a twice baked.
Which you're supposed to. That's why the little lines are there, so they get little burnts on, like a twice baked potato.
Yeah.
You ever had one of those? On a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll do it for
God
you.
God damn it. I fucking could eat like a lunatic right now. All right. Gentlemen.
Sir.
Should we have one more drink or wrap it up? I mean, I feel like, okay, yeah. I can hang out with you guys all day. Sure. You know that, right?
Yeah. Sure.
I fucking love it. I love watching you guys blow up. It's so fun. It's a cool thing, like, you see, like, when I saw Louis and Joe did the podcast. It's a big get as Louis. Yeah. A big get as Tom. Yeah. Big get as Whitney. These are all big gets.
Big get you, buddy.
And you've been a big advocate, which I have to thank you for so much.
You're a big
advocate of us publicly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Well, you guys have
privately, I heard you've been talking shit.
You guys are fucking hilarious. You're the two quickest dudes out there. I'm so happy to have gotten to know you guys, and thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, congratulations to being landowners.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much for having us.
So
we love you.
Appreciate cheers. It. I love you guys more.
We love you, buddy. Something's burning.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.